Institute of Pine Needles, Mid Pines, and Southern Pines Golf Club, and I'm here with the great architect Kyle France, here to answer a few questions from some of the folks out there. So let's hear some of the questions.
First question, any plans to build a walking path on the right side of 11 Fairway?
Yeah, we'll definitely have a walking path on that side. Build is probably a generous term because it's the top of the dike that crosses between the lakes, so we can't really disturb the ground there. But we definitely like to mow that down and make it nice and hospitable for people to walk through there. And maybe we'll put down some kind of sand or something like that, which makes it nice and easy to walk. But can't construct, but certainly can blaze in a trail through that area.
Very good. The two of you might have different answers on this one. Two-part question. Biggest changes. What hole has changed the most?
I'll look up.
Yeah, you know, there's been a lot of changes in a lot of different golf holes. So it's hard to narrow it in. Certainly 18 had a tremendous amount of changes. You know, the full front of the green had to be restored and shortened off, and all the bunkering had to be redone. It's a really complex drainage had to be changed through there to make it all work together. So the big change in number 15 and also 6, I think, has really come a long way. So 7 as well. You know, the whole front of the green is really not indicative of Ross's intentions, where you can jump and bounce the ball up onto the green there. So a tremendous amount of grading had to be done in that section to make it play as Ross intended. So big changes all throughout, but those are kind of the major.
Yeah, let me just add to that. I think Kyle is always very modest with his work, but I started going through and thinking of which one required the most changes, and I kept going and kept going, and I got 18 of them. They've done him, Kyle, and Dave Frickte, and the staff over here, Matt and Robert, have been terrific, and I think people are going to be amazed when they come and see the new Southern Pines.
Flip side of the coin, what hole will require the least amount of work?
Another very good question. Yeah, going through the entire property, I think the angle will really be very, it's just smaller things there. You know, the bunker in front right of the green just had to be kind of edged around a little bit. We'll be restoring some features up the left-hand side and really just expanding the fairway back out to where it was originally. Just reestablishing the hillside of the left so players can bounce down. But that, in terms of cubic yards and material moved around, 10 will definitely be the lightest of the entire property.
Yeah, but also on that one, there was a tremendous amount of tree work that needed to be done. There was a lot of work there, and I might opt, although it's not complete yet, number 12 looks like one that doesn't require an awful lot, but I'll defer a little bit to that on Kyle. Where are we in terms of, you know, the rest of the bunker work? How much you have left?
Yeah, we're down to actually, in terms of reshaping the existing course bunkers that really kind of in my mind of what was kind of looked at as our first real full phase of projects. We're down to shaping 5 of those left. It's really just the 11 to 12 to 13 corridor, and then we have some of the additions behind it, and some tees, and we'll sort of just continue to pick away as time and least amount of impact on play allows for, and as we head towards the summer season of the greens projects.
Will 1-9 be open sooner for preview play, or all 18 holes open at once?
Well, really what we've done in kind of two phases, phase one, which is really a lot of the heavy lifting with the bunkers, sandscape, and all the other things that have made it spectacular, the removal of the trees, that'll be complete, or mostly complete by the end of this week. We'll still be working at one hole at a time. We'll chat a little bit in a second about the quote-unquote lost hole. But and then this summer we will, late May, begin working on the greens. We'll go on to some temporary greens on a number of the holes. And so really, all in, when people want to come see it finished, September 1 is when the date will be.
Will the course end up looking more like Pine Needles or Mid Pines?
Yeah, I think it's a really kind of a combination between the two. The property is definitely going to remind a lot of people of Mid Pines. You know, the very tight, compact routing and not a lot of space in between holes. Just very short walks from green to tees where, you know, Pine Needles stretches out and meanders both through the neighborhood and out through the forest. So I think more people will be reminded of Mid Pines, but sneakily, you know, from more architecturally inclined aficionado types, there's also kind of a correlation between this property and Needles, and I talk about it all the time with my crew while they're designing and shaping the features out there. You know, case in point, the second hole, you know, where you get your tee shot up and over the big crest of the hill off the tee, and there's other places around the property like that. The fifth hole, for example, where you hit up and over and get a big speed slot jump down the hill. If you hit a very solid tee shot, that's really more right out of the wheelhouse of Pine Needles. So it definitely has some connections with both designs, but really, when you get right down to it, Rod's trying to make each and every one of these designs a little bit different from each other here, while staying within the common theme. So it's really its own complete deal. I think everybody will get really just a full, fresh perspective of Ross's best work here.
Aside from bunker work, what other big changes are being made?
Well, first and foremost, we'll be working on the green complexes themselves, switching the grass type, and but most importantly, we're going to really work on the shapes of both the contours and the perimeter edges of them, and really try to make them feel as much like an original Donald Ross golf course as possible. The greens were kind of played with a little bit during the 90s, and the vast majority of the concepts remain, but some of the implementation work was more indicative of that period as opposed to Ross's work during the 1920s and 30s. So that's something to an aficionado that immediately jumps out when you see the course today. We're going to be working very heavily to try and get that Ross touch, the horse and blade touch, as we call it on the past projects, where it really feels like the greens were grassed and grown in just a few months ago. Really a trip back in time to the 1930s.
Any plans for the clubhouse?
Well, right now our efforts are really directed at on the golf course. Long term, we'll want to do some things. We also have an opportunity to create something really pretty cool where the old Elks Lodge building was. So Kyle and I have been talking about kind of a fun putting green, almost Himalaya type thing that will be fun for folks. So effort first is on restoring the golf course, and then we'll do some of the other fun stuff afterwards.
How will the condition of the course be on Memorial Day?
Obviously, we're still going to be working on it. The condition-wise, now with finally getting some warm weather here in almost April, the conditioning of the golf course and the grow-in of the work that Kyle has done is going to really look even more spectacular. We'll be on some temporary greens during that time. As we're working on the new greens and restoring some of the other greens. So it won't be perfect at that time of year. Obviously, rates will be reflective of that. But if folks have an opportunity to come and to see the work that's going on, as I said, Kyle and his team have done amazing things. And I think you'd be stunned at the condition of the golf course and just the phenomenal views that have been allowed by removing some of the trees and everything else. So if you're near this area, in the Southern Pine area, and you get a chance, come down. It's worth it even just to take a ride around the golf course. We'd welcome you to come see it and play it. Obviously, we'd love to have you play it, but if you want to just come down and take a look at it and see what the master himself has done, it's pretty, really spectacular.
Yeah, since we're starting to get, kind of slow down from the big phase work, one work over the wintertime, people are really getting a great opportunity over the 7 weeks to get a taste test of the golf course before we get into the greens portion of it. And we've done so much of the bunker work, it's easy for us to talk about, details, but just getting the big picture. Much of the property is really transformed. We have all the bunkers restored, custom restored, and so you really get a good sense for Ross's golf course and where we're going with everything. So great opportunity over the next 7 weeks to play the golf course in that format, and even as we get to the period that Kelly was alluding to, when we're going to be on the temporary greens and working on the restoration of the greens, still going to get a full-blooded look at all these really cool tee shots and all the really fun things that Ross had out there. So definitely some fun playing opportunities to taste test and give us some feedback on what we've been up to.
One last item that Kyle and his team have really started working hard on is what we're calling the lost hole, which was a hole that was put in, I don't know exactly what year it was put in, and then since grown over, but it allows, since Southern Pines goes out on one and doesn't come back in, it comes back in on 18. After the fourth hole, we put in this par 3 that was in a number of years ago, back in the 10s and 20s, they're really doing the shaping. It looks phenomenal. It's going to be really cool. There'll be one of the surprises with it. We're also going to have a sand green that's there, so you'll have an opportunity to experience a sand green and also a phenomenal little short par 3, which will allow you to turn and play the final 4 holes, so you can play a 9-hole loop if you're out there toting your bag around one evening. So really excited about that, Kyle. Thoughts, sir?
Yeah, no, it's a really fantastic hole. It was almost perfectly sitting there. They had had original connector hole, and we realized there was a place up in here that would be very easy to rebuild. Again, the green was almost just sitting there; just needed to be kind of shaped back to back together. And a big bunker pit where they've been mining material over the decades, right next to the green. So, a really great spot for it, an easy build, and I think it's gonna be a really fun hole. It's about 135 yards, so it's shorter than the other par threes out there, but also a very tight, tiny little green complex with fall offs on 3 sides, just what you'd expect out of a Don Ross par 3 here. So I think it's going to be a lot of fun, and especially some really great ground game shots. You can kind of throw a shot out to the right of the green, it'll trickle on down if you so choose. So a lot of fun stuff, and I think the sand green idea is going to be really interesting for people to just get one look at what these courses were like originally in the 1910s, before they had developed actually grass greens. So that was Don Ross's design style here for decades before they finally figured out how to grow grass. So we'll have the main hole they'll have the stick on it all the time, the grass green, the main hole that you'd be playing, that will be also a cool little alternate sand green down to the left, so you can try it in whatever format you like if you're playing the 9 holes.
And lastly, the question everyone wants to know, what is the timeline for completion?
As I said, we'll be done really by the time we get done, Kyle gets, and his team get done with the greens, restoring them, then taking 6 to 8 weeks to grow, and it'll be September 1st, or right around there.
And we really got to, despite the really wild weather this winter time, we got a nice rhythm. We've really gotten probably as much or really more done this winter time than we'd ever kind of talked about originally. We just kind of powdered away, so we're in a really good spot to get the entire property looking great by football season.
What is the oddest thing that you or your crew has dug up?
Let's see. Well, there was the big drainage vault on number one that we jokingly called Jimmy Hoffa's tomb, but that's not real. We didn't find anything. We haven't found anything too wild out there yet. Mostly just old drainage lines and old irrigation lines, and just all the elements that are that have been thrown out of the golf course over the decades.
All right. Thanks, guys.